Paul Yulee, apart from being my son, has also been a big help in the success of the Nick Guy Private Eye series. He oversees our CD cover designs as well as our logos. He also provides the voices for some of our characters, and actually one of them is one of my personal favorite characters, Billy Orbach. Now, interestingly, Billy Orbach is a voice I used as a joke when I would call a good friend of mine. Paul was with me one time when he called, so I had Paul do the voice. When I decided to use Billy Orbach in a Nick Guy script, I had to admit that Paul's version was much better than mine, so Paul became Billy Orbach. Well, here are some thoughts Paul has on the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series. So, Paul, how is it that you became a part of the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series?
Well, I think I'm in the unique situation where, it being my dad's show, that it was just a matter of one day him asking, hey, do you want to come and do these voices, that I came to be a part of it. It was just a matter of saying, yeah, sure, let's do it.
What drew you to being a part of it?
I think what drew me in was the fact that I would be able to do these voices that we had all sort of done somewhat jokingly, I guess, in creating these characters, you know, to pull pranks on people or just to have, you know, fun in conversation. It was really exciting to hear those in the sense of a script, hearing them as an actual character, and I guess make them come to life. Just being able to do these voices in a more professional manner.
You're probably best known for playing the role of Billy Orbach. What is it about this character that you like, and why?
Billy Orbach is, I think, an amazing character. In the fact that he's just this little 10-year-old kid, but he's got this charm about him that you enjoy. He goes from being an astronomer studying Mars to being a bird watcher yelling at squirrels. I think it's this charm about Billy that he has, where he can balance the line between being this innocent little 10-year-old kid and being someone who participates, someone who can give something to the investigation. I think one of Billy's strongest suits is that he always finds a way to get kidnapped by the perpetrator. So that makes it a little bit easier for Nick Guy and Dr. DeSoto to find who the bad guy is, because all they look for is the person who kidnapped Billy.
How did the Billy Orbach character and your voice for him develop?
Well, the voice has been around for quite a while. I remember doing it back in high school for a character called Copernicus that I created, who was just based on the astronomer Copernicus. And his whole character was this nerdy guy who gave really bad dating advice. I remember for the breathing, that was one of the great things, great additions, which actually my dad, we have this friend we call and we like to pull little pranks on him sometimes when he first answers, and Billy was one of them that my dad randomly just pulled out of a hat one day where he called him, and the voice must have been in his head because I must have done it recently, and he just added the breathing to it and created this 10-year-old character named Billy who was just quite a pill to swallow.
You also have experience as a live sound and light engineer. Who are some of the artists you've worked with?
Yeah, I've had a great opportunity and just experiences throughout my life. The biggest in particular, I worked for this company who would produce and host a lot of shows with these big-name artists, like the Newsboys for King & Country, Keith and Kristen Getty, Laura Story, Big Daddy Weave, Shane & Shane, Selah. Just a lot of really great people that I never would have imagined having been able to meet or work with. I did lights for Mercy Me, one of their shows. And for that one, that was really, really interesting to be a part of that, because I'm sitting here with what felt like a 2 million pound monster of a spotlight on my shoulder for 2 hours, getting these commands in this earpiece. I felt like I was some kind of secret agent. It was awesome.
Tell us a little of your experience as a musician and a video actor, writer, and producer.
Yeah, I've had a lot of great experience as a musician. Starting young, playing piano at 8, taking lessons from multiple teachers until I think I was 18 or 19. So a good 10 years of piano Learning some instruments in between there in my spare time, like bass and guitar, and kind of building from there. Learning the mandolin, which is really fun. I've kind of since learning the piano, just kind of grabbed an instrument I could get my hands on. It's like, yeah, I want to learn this. I want to learn that. I want to learn this. I've been really blessed with that with my dad. Leading worship on a Sunday morning, or another friends of other churches or something like that, being like, hey, we're playing at the mall this week. Do you want to play? It's like, yeah, sure. You know, do you want to play for, National Day of Prayer and stuff like that? It's like, yeah, of course. For the video side of things, we've been doing stuff like that since we were really, really little, doing home videos with our neighbors next door, to being in middle school and high school and making YouTube videos that I'm embarrassed to admit. So doing that, working as an actor has been fun. It's definitely not something I'm the greatest at, but it's something I enjoy and I would love to get better at. I've got a friend who did theater for a long time, and he always gave great pointers. And was like, hey, try this. It's like, okay. It's been great.
What instruments do you play?
I took piano lessons for a good 10 years or so, and I've been playing that ever since. Play guitar, bass, mandolin, pipe organ, ocarina. all sorts of little things that I just sort of picked up. Some of them kind of interesting. Some of them I'm not very good at. I'm trying to learn violin, which is a very, very hard instrument. Props to anyone who knows how to play violin well.
Where can people go to see your work? Tell us about Cafe Convenience.
Yeah, so right now, kind of my baby is my YouTube project, Cafe Convenience, that my brother Thomas and a friend Daniel and I have been working on. We started off just doing cover songs, and then it sort of grew to being more of like some sketches, some just talking videos. I've always wanted to just be Cafe Convenience since the beginning. I've wanted it to be a place where it's like I can share my life, basically. And I'm really happy to have people involved in that. My brother, who plays drums, and he's a funny guy. I love having him in different videos, different sketches. And I love doing that. So you can find out kind of what I'm doing mostly there. On YouTube, if you go to YouTube and just search Cafe Convenience or my name, it should be able to pop up.
What value do you see the Nick Guy series having for the church in this day and in this culture?
I think what Nick Guy brings to the table is that it looks through an apologetic, looks through a theological view of things. It presents the gospel in a way that's appealing, in a way that that people can understand. And I think that's something that's important. You don't need to be a scholar to understand the truths or the theology that Nick Guy presents. And I think that's something that's really valuable, especially for our culture. We live in such a fast-paced culture where if you have to sit down for more than 10 minutes, myself included, I get kind of bored sometimes. So I think Nick Guy does a great job of having great stories, great storylines. It teaches you good biblical truths in an appealing way. I think the other thing too, where we're in a culture of amazing information at the ready, but also so much misinformation. And I think Nick Guy does a great job of resolving a lot of those misconceptions or misunderstandings that people have of Christianity. It answers questions, but it's a way to prod people to think, hey, it's okay to ask questions about Christianity, but not just leave it at that, which what I think a lot of people do, but take it to the next level and say, all right, these are my questions, these are my concerns with the gospel, with Christianity, so let's find out, let's find the answers. And I think Nick Guy presents, I think Nick Guy makes it easy to find those answers.